Good evening. I will call us to order. We have 23 members present. That is a quorum. And ask that we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you and welcome to the July 19th meeting of the La Crosse County Board of Supervisors. We'll start with WCA registration deadline and ask that the clerk comment on that.
Each supervisor should have received the booklet in the mail about the WCA conference. Inside was the registration form. Just make sure you fill that out and turn it into my office versus Margaret in the county board chair's office. And they need to fill out the travel authorization. And you also need to fill out the travel authorization permission to attend the conference. Even though it's in town, you still need to fill out that form. So if you have any questions, let us know. If you need to pick up the WCA registration form, you can stop in my office and get it there.
Any questions of the clerk? Just a note, Margaret is still on medical leave, so that's why that's shifting down to the clerk's office. Any questions about WCA registration? Not required attendance, of course, but if you're interested in going. Anybody remember off the top of your head what the deadline was? Does it say in there? August 3rd? So August 1st would be your preference to have. Tonight would be even better. Picnic update. Supervisor Kyle.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The picnic will be on August 17th on Friday at 12 noon, and lunch will be served at 12:30 at the Swart House in the Shonick Park Shelter House. The cost is $10, and I've passed out some envelopes, and I hope that you people would that haven't paid that are going to come would put your money in and put your name and your district on it, hand it back to me at your convenience. I'd like to have the money by the planning meeting of the of August. That would be the 6th, I believe. Or that or a good promise. And the music will be the same as last year. The boat ride, I don't know. He hasn't made his final promise yet, but he's trying. So if anybody has any games that we could play or something, and I'll put some balloons up. And we've talked about maybe if somebody could bring some cookies or some brownies or something, I'll try to, if nobody does, well, I'll see that we get there without paying the extra dollar. So thank you again.
Thank you for all your work in organizing that. I think actually, unbeknownst to them, the front of the room is taking care of dessert.
Oh.
So beverages and dessert will be taken care of by the front of the room.
Oh, okay.
If we can just cover
ma'am.
The meal.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm in an unfortunate position where I can't see their reaction to what I just said. So. Supervisor Kyle, are you still in need of help setting up and cleaning up afterward?
Maybe some help afterwards cleaning up. We have four or five people that have volunteered already. So.
Okay, great. Thanks again. Any questions? Supervisor Doyle.
Bob, you made a comment about people who haven't paid yet. Have some of us paid? Because I'm trying to remember if I did or not.
No, you have not paid yet, Supervisor Doyle.
Yeah.
Well, how much you need?
Any other questions? So check with him on whether or not you paid already.
Will do.
Any other questions about the picnic?
Thank you.
Thanks again, Supervisor Kyle, for that. Mileage reimbursement, just a reminder that we're trying very hard to have you turn in those reports within 60 days of incurring the expense. You may recall that last year we had some overages in our budget because things got turned in quite late. There was a little more leniency in the previous administration allowing for turning in of reports for expenses. So we're trying to tighten that up. So 60 days, if you would please turn in your expense reports or mileage reimbursement forms. Supervisor conference reports and announcements. I'm going to take the privilege of announcing a couple of things. I want to thank, I think all 29 supervisors have seen the presentation on Lakeview, either last week at the planning meeting, or this evening, folks came in early to hear information. I appreciate very much those of you who had to make us an extra effort to do that. I think it's critically important that we are all tuned in on that topic. So thank you to all 29 supervisors. And I would note that Supervisor Richmond, Supervisor Friedland, Supervisor Plesha, Hampson, Jerome, Becker, Holtz, Meyer, Ferries, Burns, Downer, Burke, Pedretti, Weirs, Kyle, and this Johnson have all attended tours out at Lakeview. If I didn't read your name, that means you haven't yet done that. And staff is working very hard to accommodate schedules to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to see that facility. Again, paired with the presentation, hopefully that will give you a comprehensive scope of information about the decisions that face us on Lakeview. So if I didn't read your name, please redouble your efforts to be in touch with Jim Spiropoulos on scheduling a tour. Is there one set for the 23rd? Is it Monday the 23rd at 6 p.m.? I believe there's a tour scheduled. So if that fits your schedule, please join in on that. If not, again, please make sure that you're in contact with Jim Spiropoulos to have a tour of that facility. Supervisor Cruz. Can you use your mic, please? That's right.
There's also one scheduled for the 26th. I believe that one is at 6 o'clock in the evening, or maybe 2:30. I can't remember for sure.
All right. Well, we'll make sure to send another email out about the ones that are set and scheduled. If you can't make any of those, please be in contact with Jim Spiropoulos to schedule a tour that does fit your schedule in the next couple of weeks. Other supervisor conference reports or announcements? Supervisor Pedretti.
I would just like to announce that there will be women from this organization participating in the Habitat for Humanity Women's Build next Saturday. And if anybody wants to support us, they are welcome to make donations to the cause. Thank you.
Supervisor Meyer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You all received a copy of the recent boating rules in La Crosse County. You may look at it and say, well, that's the same as it always been, and it's not. It's ever-changing. So I just made sure everybody got a copy of it. You can keep it, file it, hand it to anybody you want. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Meyer. Other reports or announcements? Supervisor Kyle, I know we've heard from you about the picnic. Do you want to mention the fair as well?
The fair is on this week, so everybody that feels they want to go to, if the weather's hot, I can't help that, but tonight would be a good night, but we're here, so please everybody go to the county fair and support it.
Great, thank you. Any other announcements or conference reports? Seeing none, Deputy County Administrator, Mr. Engvaldson.
Yeah, I'd just like to briefly mention you received in your packet the summary of two very important and informative annual reports, one from the Health Department and the other from Human Services. The ones you received in your packet are just brief summaries. The complete report can be found online. There's a link on the agenda. For some reason, you don't have access to the internet. I'm sure that if you'd give Doug Norman a call or Jason Witt in the Human Services Department, they'd make sure that you get a full copy. Thank you.
That was the quickest administrator report in recent memory, at least. Do you have a question, Supervisor Burke?
No, I should have mentioned this before. The other annual report that's in the packet is from Mississippi River Regional Planning. And their annual report is there, and it has some very interesting information. So,
thanks. Cards and correspondence are on the back bulletin board. And with that, I will ask Supervisor Hampson to take the chair for appointments, please. She's injured. That's why it's taking so long.
Never piss off your pedicurist. Supervisor Johnson, you have appointments.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have two appointments of two county board supervisors to the Farmland Preservation Committee, and I move their approval.
Moved by Supervisor Johnson, seconded by Brockmiller. Any questions? Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously. Anything else for you?
No. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Hampson. Consent agenda, moved by Supervisor Plesha, seconded by Supervisor Becker. Discussion on consent agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The consent agenda is approved. That takes us to Planning Resources and Development. Supervisor Pedretti.
So fast. Wasn't ready. All right, planning. Item number 7-6, zoning petition 1902. To amend, is that better? All right. To amend the La Crosse County zoning ordinance filed by Mark Pierce on behalf of Mark and Corrine Watsky to rezone from exclusive ag district to ag district A, a 5.01-acre parcel for continued residential use in the town of Burns. I move the committee report with the three conditions.
Supervisor Pedretti moves the committee report, which is to approve with three conditions, seconded by Supervisor Holtz. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That is approved.
Item number 7-7, zoning petition number 1904, to amend the La Crosse County zoning ordinance filed by Daniel and Deborah Kenthammer to rezone from exclusive ag district to ag district A, a 10.8-acre parcel for the future single-family home in the town of Burns. I move the committee's report, which is to approve with three conditions.
Supervisor Pedretti moves the committee report, which is to approve with three conditions, seconded by Supervisor Becker. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That is approved.
That is a record for our committee. That's all we have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Engelson, for setting a fine example of expediency this evening. Thank you for following that example, Supervisor Pedretti. Public Works and Infrastructure, I believe Supervisor Friedland is taking this.
Yes, item number 7-8, approval of market value pricing for specialty waste delivered to the NSP RFD facility. And I'll just note that that's the Northern States Power Company, the resource recovery facility, and RDF is refuse-derived fuel. Whereas the La Crosse County Solid Waste Department has been presented with recycling opportunities in the past where certain specialty wastes could be available from outside of the existing La Crosse County service area to be delivered to the NSP RDF facility, but where the price may discourage delivery. And skipping down to the bottom, now therefore be it resolved that the La Crosse County Board hereby approves allowing market value or discounted pricing for new specialty waste from outside of the La Crosse County service area to be delivered to the NSP RDF facility. Fiscal note, no investment is required. Receipt of additional waste will help La Crosse County meet its guaranteed annual tonnage obligation to NSP. I move for its approval.
Moved by Supervisor Friedland, seconded by Supervisor Meyer. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That is approved. Is that it for you, Supervisor Friedland?
Yes.
Great. Thank you for following the fine example of expediency as well. Executive Committee Supervisor Hampson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have item 7-9, acceptance of Clifton Larson Allen audit report on La Crosse County's 2011 Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. Therefore, be it resolved that the La Crosse County Board hereby accepts the financial audit and management letter as presented for the 2011 fiscal year. Fiscal note, Clifton Larson Allen's fee for 2011 audit services is $66,280, for which money is budgeted in 2012 and allocated across several departments. I move its approval and note that it passed unanimously in the executive committee.
Moved by Supervisor Hampson, seconded by Supervisor Karen Johnson. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That is approved.
Item 710, approval of Community Development Block Grant Housing Consortium. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the La Crosse County Board hereby approves entering into an agreement with other counties of the Southwest Wisconsin Housing Consortium pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 66.0301 to cooperate in the submission of an application for CDBG funds and to cooperate in the implementation of this submitted CDBG program as provided in this resolution as approved by the Department of Administration. Be further resolved that the La Crosse County Board is hereby authorized to approve the CDBG Grant Housing Consortium Agreement and any other agreements to accomplish this resolution after approval by Corporation Council. Fiscal note, no direct fiscal impact. Staff will handle any additional responsibilities and bid out administrative services to a third party, which shall be paid by grant funds. I move for your approval and note that it passed unanimously in the executive committee.
Moved by Supervisor Hampson, seconded by Supervisor Laundrie. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That is approved as well. You can go home now, Charlie. We just passed it. Back to you, Supervisor Hampson.
I have item 711 to address concerns about the route of the Badger Coulee transmission line running through the city of Onalaska. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the La Crosse County Board hereby requests that the concerns of the city of Onalaska be addressed by the American Transmission Company regarding the route for the planned grid expansion of the ETC Badger Coulee transmission line. Be it further resolved that the county clerk is authorized to send this resolution to the City of Onalaska and to the ATC. I move its approval. Note that it passed unanimously in executive committee. And after a second, I'd like to retain the floor.
Moved by Supervisor Hampson, seconded by Supervisor Ferries. Discussion, back to you, Supervisor Hampson.
I'd like to yield the floor to Supervisor Doyle, who has some background information on this.
Supervisor Doyle.
Thank you. I was contacted by Joe Chilson, the mayor of Onalaska, on this issue, and want to explain, first of all, what this project is. Badger Coulee is the next step after CapEx 2020. CapEx 2020 started out west and ends up in Holman, basically. This project would pick up in Holman and go towards Madison. Project has not been submitted to the Public Service Commission at this point, and so there's not a particular case or file to write to the PSC on. And so when the mayor contacted me about whether I could contact the PSC, I talked to my staff, who suggested my staffer happens to be married to a person who works for ATC, and what we came up with was the alternative of sending a letter to ATC outlining the concerns that the city of Onalaska had. And while I was talking with the mayor, I said, you know, maybe we should also run something through the county board at the same time. So what this says, and is consistent with what the city of Onalaska expressed as concerns, is that we understand that, you know, there's likely to be a route, and this isn't saying we're in favor of it or against it. What we're saying is before you submit this route to the Public Service Commission, which is going to happen presumably next summer, please take into consideration development issues in the city of Onalaska. There's at least two or three different locations where the route looks like they're talking about sending it that would have a huge detrimental impact on development within the city of Onalaska. So at this point, we're simply saying to ATC, keep those things in mind. doesn't mean that next year when they actually submit a plan that, you know, the city would say, okay, you avoided those places, so now we think it's a great idea. On the other hand, it doesn't mean that they're automatically opposed to it. It's just saying, you know, keep these things in mind as you make this step. So that's what this does. I've already sent a letter essentially saying this thing in my role as state representative, but this is to also get the county board on record consistent with the City of Onalaska City Council expressing these concerns. And Supervisor Ferries, who's on the Onalaska City Council, may have more to add to this because that's really where it originated with them.
Other discussion? Supervisor Ferries?
Thank you. You know, Steve covered it very well. We're not opposing it. We don't know what the future is going to be for 10 years, but where they're coming through is pretty intrusive, and you know, we just feel that there's probably better routes, more cost-effective to them for buying right-of-ways and things like that. But thank you, Supervisor Doyle, for explaining that. Thank you.
Other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, no. Abstentions. We'll note one abstention, Supervisor Meyer. That is approved. Is that it for you, Supervisor Hampson?
Yes, it is.
Thank you also for following the example of expediency. On to you, Supervisor Cruz, for Health and Human Services Board.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The pressure's on. I have item 712, resolution to accept contract for Harvest of the Month partnership. Now be it resolved that the La Crosse County Board does hereby accept the $400,000 contract with the Wisconsin Partnership Program. Be it further resolved that the Health Department is authorized to retain a 0.5 FTE nutrition educator and a 0.5 FTE health educator previously hired under the ERA Obesity Grant to perform the duties required under this grant, and that said positions shall sunset at the end of the grant funding. Be it further resolved that the remaining three FTE positions that were previously authorized as part of the ERA Obesity Grant funding be sunset effective 12/31/12. The fiscal note is this program requires no local tax levy. Staff for the 36-month contract will be provided by an existing 0.5 FTE health educator and a 0.5 FTE nutrition educator currently funded by the ERA Obesity Grant. Total cost of this new grant includes $192,336 salary and fringes, $57,154 for a University of Wisconsin consultant, $141,000 in subcontracts with five school districts, Head Start and the Upper Mississippi River Watershed Foods, LLC, and with a remaining $10,000 for related travel and other expenses. I move for its approval.
Moved by Supervisor Cruz, seconded by Supervisor Karen Johnson. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That is approved as well. Suggestions for future agenda items. Thank you. I'm sorry. Thank you, Supervisor Cruz, for following the example of expediency. Well done as well. We will make sure that Mr. O'Malley knows how swiftly we moved this evening in his absence. You'll let him know, Gary. You're just the man for the job. Any suggestions for future agenda items? If not, Supervisor Richmond.
I move to adjourn. I think it's been great this evening. Thank you.
Moved by Supervisor Richmond, seconded by Supervisor Jerome. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. We are adjourned with the thanks of the chair. And note that there's still time to go to the fair. How late is it open?